A monster winter storm hitting the U.S., set to be the biggest in years, has turned deadly. Two people have died of hypothermia in Louisiana.
And this storm's also suspected to have caused five deaths in New York. It's affecting nearly two-thirds of the U.S., with the turbulence to travel one of the worst since COVID. Vast swathes of the country are buried in snow of up to half a meter, and power supplies knocked out to more than a million people. At least 10,000 flights were canceled on Sunday alone. New York temperatures are plunging to sub-zero levels, as low as minus 45 degrees Celsius.
An Arctic siege has taken over our state and many other states across the nation. And the snowstorm we've been expecting is now underway, but it is brutal. It is bone-chilling, and it is dangerous.
And this is the pathway of the storm nicknamed Fern. 17 states and the District of Columbia have declared weather emergencies. At least 220 million people expected to be affected. That's two-thirds of the U.S. population. The Fern first hit on Friday. A latest radar tracking shows it's moving eastwards, dumping sleet, freezing rain and snow on the eastern seaboard, including densely populated areas such as Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C.
People are being urged to stay indoors and also away from the icy freeze outside. The National Weather Service says the frigid blast is the result of an extremely cold Arctic air mass from Canada, clashing with more cold weather and rain in the U.S. The ice and snowfall expected to continue into today, bringing danger that could impact for days to come.
Come out here. I mean, it's not cold enough yet to wear pants, but just out here helping people is doing as much as I can do.
And Mitch McCann has more on how people in New York are coping and whether authorities are taking this storm seriously enough.
It is bone-chilling. It is freezing cold right now in New York. It's around minus 5 degrees Celsius. It will get colder overnight, and it has been colder than that in the last 24 hours. So people are being urged to stay inside. But that is an important point, and you talk about complacency there. Complacency certainly is an issue. Zohran Mamdani, the mayor of New York today, said in a press conference that far too many people have been out driving on the roads despite earlier warnings. So he urged people to stay at home and take it a chance to just take a break and relax with your family members while the storm continues. Mamdani also said he doesn't want any New Yorkers to die in the storm and wants everyone to make it through, although it has to be said that up to five people died in New York yesterday for unknown reasons that could be related to the storm. What is clear, though, is that in other parts of the country, there have been deaths related to the storm directly, two in Louisiana and another in Austin, Texas. And I think this is really important for viewers to note. It gets cold in parts of the South during the winter, but it doesn't usually get this cold. So many people down there are facing something they haven't really dealt with before, these freezing conditions. As for flights, 10,700 flights canceled across the U.S. today, possibly more flights canceled tomorrow because of the storm continuing. The good news, though, for those travelers is that most airlines have what they call waiver fees, where they don't actually put fees on anyone that wants to change their booking. So some good news there, but plenty of travelers stranded around the country today in this winter storm that is picking up right now. It is freezing cold here in New York.